Chapter 2. She was halfway down Mary's driveway when she realized she hadn't said goodbye, or thank you, or anything one should say after visiting. But she couldn't turn back. Not now, anyway. Not unless she wanted to run the risk Levi would step from the barn and see her looking as lost as she felt. For as long as she could remember, she'd wanted to know how her Aunt Ruby had died. But she'd been too afraid to ask lest she upset Mom. When she was old enough to know what death was, she'd imagined the teenager's last breath coming while in bed with the flu. When she'd been old enough to understand conversations between grown-ups, she assumed the death had been tied to Rumspringa and an experimentation of the English world gone wrong. And when she'd attended the funeral of someone her own age in a neighboring district 6 months earlier, she'd seen Mom's quiet tears over the tragic buggy accident as evidence that the long-grieved death had been because of something similar. But to learn that Mom's little sister had died during childbirth, it was... No, it must be a mistake, she murmured, stepping onto the roadway and heading east toward home. It couldn't be. Miriam Fisher had to be wrong. One only had to look in the cemetery to know that. If Ruby had died in childbirth, the dead infant would have been buried beside her, the birth date matching that of death. Instead, to the left of Ruby's grave was Abram King, a man who lived to be 82, and to the right was Hannah Troyer, her childhood friend's grandmother. No, the only baby born that day was... She stopped. No. Her whispered rasp echoed into the still January air, only to be chased off by the hitch of her own breath. Was it possible? Was she the child that... Feeling her legs begin to give out beneath her, Emma stumbled over to the edge of the road, to the fence that kept the Graber's pigs from venturing into town. She grabbed the upright closest to her body and closed her eyes against the unmistakable sense of dread snaking its way across every ounce of her being. The dimple little Esther shared with Mom. Jacob's tall, lanky build, so like Dot's. Sarah's and Annie's hair the exact same shade of brown as Mom's, while Esther, Jacob, and Jonathan shared Dot's slightly darker hue. Her own dark blonde hair and big blue eyes. The pretty sparkle in Mom's eyes as she looked around the dinner table at the other children. The way that same smile dulled as it came to rest on Emma. She tried to calm her strangled breaths, but it was no use. Instead, she made her way back onto the road, each step she took bringing with it another memory, another certainty. All her life, she'd felt as if she never quite fit. Not in the classroom or on the playground as a child, and not at hymn sings or other friendly gatherings now that she was older. But never did that sense of always being a step behind hurt like it did at home, where her childhood antics had drawn wary smiles. Her thoroughness with her chores earned little more than a labored nod, and her smiles had never been returned with quite the same conviction as which they'd been given. Was this why? Because she was actually Ruby's? Unfurling her fingers from their near-death grip on the latest gravesite present, Emma stared down at the heart-shaped locket and the strangely familiar face inside. A face that looked like, yet wasn't, her own. The pronounced cheekbones were the same, and the shape of the eyes were the same, but that didn't necessarily mean anything, did it? Ruby was, after all, Mom's sister. There was no reason Emma couldn't look like her. And besides, Emma's eyes were blue like... no one's. A flurry of footsteps off to her left broke through her thoughts in time to see her 5-year-old sister, Esther, running in her direction, a sweet smile stretching the child's cheeks wide.
Emma! Emma! I helped Mom bake a cake for your birthday!
She forced herself to smile as she squatted down for the hug the little girl liked before heading off to school each day.
I bet it will be a one.